Meredith Jade is known as the River City Street Poet, and wherever the poet goes here in Chattanooga, so goes her typewriter. As she weaves verses on the spot. Meredith, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How did you get into poetry?
I've been writing my whole life. I think I've considered myself a writer my whole life, but I saw specifically street poetry being done in New Orleans a couple of years ago when I was there for an anniversary trip, and I just fell in love with the atmosphere and the sound of the typewriter and that intimate space where strangers talk to a poet for a few moments. And my first thought was, I think Chattanooga could use something like this. I think this town would be really receptive to that. So I went home. My wife bought me my first typewriter, an old Smith Corona, early 1940s era. I set it up for the first time on the Walnut Street Bridge on Wine Over Water a couple of years ago, that event on the bridge, and just put out my sign, hire a poet, and hoped for the best, and I haven't looked back.
And what did you have to figure out as you were getting started?
Well, there's not really a ton of framework for this, and so I kind of found some other poets who floated around the country to kind of see what they did, but I kind of came into my own process, and it took a little bit of time, but I knew that people would come up to me because it's interesting and new. It's a form of busking, but I don't have an instrument, and unless you call the type bars an instrument, which I think would be lovely. But so I just kind of played off people's interest and what they were willing to come up and talk to me about. And then I just formulated my own process. And now it's like a well-oiled machine. I love it.
So then tell us more about that process. If you had your typewriter out there on or near the bridge and somebody came up to you, how would this unfold?
So a lot of people approach me kind of timidly and they say, how does this work? How much does it cost? What do I do? And so I tell them, first of all, it's when I'm out in the street, it's tip basis. And I say, you can tell me one word or your life story or anything in between. And I ask you some questions, kind of conduct a micro interview. And I mean, anything from heartbreak and death to anniversary and pets or someone's favorite color, I get everything. And I kind of just listen and kind of take cues from their personality and what they might want, and then kind of curate the best parts of that conversation and put it into verse right in front of them.
It really begins and ends with the listening, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And I think that's the most precious part of it, really, is life is so fast-paced and busy. And for a moment, I feel like people step into this little back-in-time kind of circle with me, and they can feel heard. And sometimes people struggle to find the words to describe how they feel. So I feel like I'm also there to help people in that moment to listen to them, but help them unpack and process and untangle some things they might be going through. But listening is the best part, yeah.
What's a story that somebody shared with you that may have surprised you, may have been particularly painfully difficult for them to share, that you then had to weave into a poem there on the spot?
Gosh, there's so many stories. I've written over 450, I think it is now, in the past couple of years, and each of them come with their own special story. But I think my favorite thing are the people, the recurring people who reach out to me later. But about a year ago, I met this one woman at the market, the Chattanooga market, and she came up to me and just immediately started crying. And she said that her husband had left. She was battling breast cancer. She had 3 children, and she felt just really lost and alone in that moment. And I thought, wow, like, how special for someone to approach me with just that trauma. And so I talked to her a few minutes and ended up writing something. I love writing in metaphor to help people kind of process things. But I think I ended up writing about sunrise and just some horizon metaphors. And it was a really special moment with her. And then during quarantine, she reached out to me again and to tell me how special that interaction was. And she thinks of it often. And she was kind of in a healed place, and she wanted me to write for her now so she could have like a before and after. So it was really great to talk to her during quarantine and write something for her and follow up with her and kind of come full circle with her story And that happens a lot. I'm really grateful for people who reach back out.
Would you mind sharing some of your poetry with us right here, something that you might have handy?
Let's see. One of my favorites that I've written most recently was for a couple who got married during all of this COVID stuff. They had to really condense it down to just family, and they actually were in a long distance relationship. And it was a struggle, you know, especially during quarantine, not being able to travel a lot, and just the long distance was really hurtful. But they came to celebrate this day and their wedding about a month ago. And I wrote something for them to kind of commemorate that long distance relationship and the celebration of that wedding day. So it's called Hammock. Love walks in the woods, searches for a place to hang her hammock. She finds two trees. They're somewhat far apart, but they're holding hands in the sky, branches nestled amongst each other. Love looks for two sturdy trees to which she can hang a hammock with ease. Though apart, they held her. Love floated there comfortably in the shade of this intertwined canopy. Love builds a home between us, nurtures our souls with rest until roots meet. I sit down when I write these things, and it takes an emotional toll, really, but I love it, the amount of energy I put into it. But I just sit and think about how I can make what people are going through into something simple and easy to understand and relatable. So I thought about, I love nature metaphors, obviously. And so I just thought about the apartness of trees, but they're always together. And then the hammock idea just came to me, and I thought I would roll with that. And they actually wrote this for the couple to read on their first look. And my wife was actually photographing the wedding at the time, so she got photographs of their reaction to the poem. And I think that's my favorite part, is seeing people's faces when I read it to them, or when someone gifts the poem to them, and how special it is. I love their reaction.
What's it been like to write this poetry during this pandemic? You're doing what you're doing all the time, even more so now, though.
Yes, it seems. I've been able to get to the market the past few weeks, but basically all of 2020, I've just been at home and writing and posting stuff on my Instagram, but always have a constant queue of requests coming in from people I know or people I don't know who've just, you know, happened to run across my writing. In a way, it's a gift to me, because writing has been therapeutic for me during this time as well. So people don't realize that giving me this task of writing for them has also helped me in turn. So I've been really busy during quarantine writing, and I actually love the getting to put it in an envelope and put a stamp on it and write someone's address on it. Just another tangible, tactile part of this process that's asked you to wait on the mail, and like basically the theme of this year of waiting and patience. But I've been really lucky as an artist to be supported during this time.
And what are your thoughts as we reach the end of this year and 2021 on the horizon?
I'm really hopeful right now that from an artist standpoint, I can get back on the street and be able to interact face to face with people more often. I know a lot has happened near the end of this year that keeps me positive and on where we're headed as a country and a city. And I just have a lot of energy behind getting back out and writing for people and being able to see those reactions face to face.
Who or what inspires you as a poet?
I could talk about authors that I like and poets that I like. I feel like that would be a little bit cliche, but I think what inspires me most are some stories from my past and some healing stories from my past. So I've grappled with religion and faith for a long time, and with its authenticity and the pain that has brought into my life at certain points. And I remember growing up in church and hearing the pastor always talk about feeling moved by the Spirit or having a testimony to share. I never felt anything. I always felt empty and alone in those moments because I didn't experience what I felt other people were experiencing around me. And I just thought I was broken for the longest time. And poetry has helped me tap back into this simple sacredness that I've been missing. And I think it's because of these intimate moments with strangers. And I call that my sanctuary now. It's like where me and my typewriter and these strangers in this little bubble. So to answer your question, I feel like it's the people, the strangers that I meet and type for who inspire me, because that's where I feel like, that's where I feel God. That's where I feel like I'm living into my full potential and actually the thing that I'm called to do. So I love a lot of poets and I have a lot of, you know, writing mentors and everything, but it's simply boiled down to the strangers that I meet and inspire my writing, because the poems that I write are only as unique as the stories that I'm told, and I can attribute that to the people I meet.
And where can people go online to find out more and to reach out to you?
You can find me at rivercitystreetpoet.com, and that's also my Instagram handle, rivercitystreetpoet. And you can look at my poems and kind of keep track of where I'm going to be and just kind of keep updated on my life and writing.
All right. Meredith, thanks so much.
Thank you.